Do you have a stand?
I almost think leaning like this could be good.
Okay.
Mark Bennett is trying to figure out the best way to arrange two large books on a table in the corner of the Chabad Jewish Community Center on Main Street in Aspen. His wife, Deborah, thinks they should go on small stands. He disagrees initially, but comes around.
Well, Deborah, do you think we should have the stand, or is that okay to lean?
I think if they're going to fall,
I would feel better if it were
with
in
a little
stand.
We need to put a little sign on it.
I think it's displayed more professionally if it's in a stand.
Okay. Mark is a New Yorker. Cut from the streets of Brooklyn 8 years ago, he came to Aspen to pursue his art career. The first part of Mark's show features paintings, prints, and photography that feature many symbols of Jewish faith and history. On one side of the gallery hang 8 portraits of Michelangelo's sculpture of Moses. On a trip to Italy, Bennett was struck by the detail of the sculpture. His moment of inspiration led him to take a picture of the work, print it, and then paint brightly colored squares and rectangles on it. He explains why he was so affected by the sculpture.
You know, he was a leader, he was determined, he represented strength and determination and all of these qualities that are also a part of all of us.
8 of these portraits are hung on the wall in rows of 4. Flashes of red, green, yellow, and pink highlight the statue and frame. On the other side of the room is a massive arrangement of aluminum prints. Thin pieces of aluminum have images printed on them in colors in every part of the spectrum. The piece called The History of the Star of David is 7 feet tall and 10 feet wide. 18 individual prints are joined together in 3 rows of 6. It was originally unveiled when the JCC opened, but now it'll be part of Mark's exhibit.
And it basically depicts this icon symbol that has been around for thousands of years and is one of the most recognizable symbols on the planet, but very few people know its origin or the history and the journey that it's taken over thousands of years, both in the high points and the low points.
The piece shows ancient carvings of the Star of David, advertisements featuring the symbol, and images of the stars sewn on the clothing of Jews during the Holocaust. Mark also has pictures of aspen trees on display throughout the gallery. He shoots the tree from up close and then prints them on large canvases so that the ink blurs the edges. The trees have a soft visual appearance. Mark says that he's fascinated by the idea that a grove of aspen trees is actually one large living organism. In addition to the softening of the edges, he sometimes adds blocks and squares on top of his art, an idea he says that was inspired by Cubism. Mark's exhibit opens on Tuesday at 5 p.m. For Aspen Public Radio, I'm Patrick Fort reporting from the Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.